Concluding this program of highlights from a concert by Maria Joyner Wolf and friends at the Washington Center for the Performing Arts in Olympia, we've just heard a piece called The Gateway, which featured John Corkin on flute, and we also heard Aaron Wolf on tenor sax, along with the rhythm section, Ruel Lubag, piano, Wayne Bliss, bass, and leader and composer Maria Joyner Wolf at the drums. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks to the Washington Center for the Performing Arts in Olympia, Roger McIntosh, tech director, and Tom Dakin, house sound. And the Black Box Cabaret series is produced by Michael Olson. The next concert in the series takes place on March 27th and will feature saxophonist and flutist Toby Stone. Part of the series celebrating women in jazz, the Black Box Cabaret Jazz Series at the Washington Center for the Performing Arts. For more information, see washingtoncenter.org. And for more about jazz in the Olympia area, see the Olympia Jazz Central listings at meetup.com. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks so much for listening. This was a Hatch Cover production, exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to start today with Hampton Hawes at the piano, Henry Franklin on bass, and Michael Carvin playing drums in Copenhagen, 1971, for Arista Freedom Records, and Hampton Hawes, Spanish Way. Thank you.
Would you come along with me? Along the Mississippi. We'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Steam down the river down to New Orleans. A band there to meet us. Old friends to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet. A heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where all good friends always meet in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be. Yes, we wear her welcome streets. Welcome me and where I can lose my Basin Street blues. You came with me. Along the Mississippi. You saw the place where the folks all meet. Look out, folks. I'm gonna take a trombone coda.
Hampton Hawes Trio led off that set from Copenhagen, 1971, Arista Freedom Records, and Hawes' Spanish Way. Bobby Hackett, 1955, for Capitol Records, playing his cornet and getting Jack Teagarden to sing Basin Street Blues and play his trombone, and Matty Matlock his clarinet. Hampton Hawes and Bobby Hackett. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at KPLU.org.
I never really thought of myself as being really that much into music, but from the moment I sat down at the piano, I just knew that it felt right.
That's Luke Davis from the Black Hills High School Jazz Band, and he's our guest DJ in the 8 o'clock hour of Evening Jazz this Thursday night. Don't miss classics from Count Basie and Duke Ellington, and cool stuff from Tom Waits and even Seth MacFarlane with guest DJ Luke Davis, Thursday night at 8 on KPLU's Evening Jazz. Thanks to Beacon Plumbing and BECU for their support.
And now we go to L.A., a little bit outside of L.A. at this time, at Hermosa Beach at the Lighthouse Club, 1970, recorded by Blue Note Records, and Lee Morgan and his trumpet, and one written by the pianist Harold Mayburn called The Beehive, famous place in Chicago, and it features the outstanding drumming of Mickey Rocker.
Okay, now we're going to do something completely different. First of all, we're going to take it on up a little bit, try to whip some fire up under you. See, this glass got too hot already. This is one composed by Hal Mayburn. Very bright, busy, and the title is The Beehive. On it, we'd like to feature our drummer, Mickey Rocker.
Thank you.
Hermosa Beach, right down there off L.A., and Lee Morgan, his band, Blue Note Records. 1970, his trumpet, and a composition by the piano player in the band, Harold Mayburn, called Beehive. Benny Maupin, outstanding on the tenor saxophone. Everybody great there. Mayburn piano. Jimmy Barrett on bass, and Mickey Roker on the drums. I can only imagine what the energy output must be. It's like running the marathon to play a drum solo like that. I mean, the force of that, specifically. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you. I was talking to somebody recently about Oscar Peterson singing, and they said he sings. I thought he was a piano player. Well, he is a piano player. And he sings. And one of his heroes and maybe prime influences was Nat Cole. And in 1965, Peterson made a record for Limelight Records. I'm trying to remember the name of the record is With Respect to Nat, something like that. I think that's it. And he took Herb Ellis on guitar and Ray Brown on bass into the recording studio. And Peterson said, I'm going to sing some songs and play the piano. You guys play guitar and bass. And we're thinking about Nat Cole.
What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in this world too good for a girl so good and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, diamond ring, great big Cadillac car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in this world too good for a girl so good and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, diamond ring, great big Cadillac car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee. Baby, ain't I good to you? I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, flash, bam, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored sky, flash, bam, alakazam, I got a look at you. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit. This is it, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam, out of an orange colored sky. Then came a flash, a bam, an alakazam, wonderful you came by. Then came a flash, a bam, an alakazam, I got a look at you. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit. This is it, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam, out of an orange colored purple stripe, pretty green polka dot sky. Flash, bam, alakazam, and goodbye. Buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey, you're choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye. Said, your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. And stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Thank you.
Oscar Peterson at the piano and singing for you. Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and if you heard an orchestral arrangement for them, it was done by and conducted by Manny Album. Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You, Don Redman and Andy Brzaff. Orange Colored Sky by Milton DeLug. Straighten Up and Fly Right and Easy Listening Blues, Nat Cole. And that was in honor of Cole, and done, I think, the year that Cole died, 1965. Peterson called the album With Respect to Nat, and a major influence. A lot of people always thought it was Art Tatum, and I didn't hear any Art Tatum, really, in him, but I heard a lot of Nat Cole in Oscar Peterson's work. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Wherever you spend your morning, NPR's Morning Edition is there with you. Wherever the story takes place, NPR's Morning Edition connects it to you.
Dallas.
Des Moines.
Topeka.
Montana.
Cleveland.
San Francisco.
Denver.
Philadelphia.
Minneapolis.
Miami.
Colorado.
Washington.
You will own your morning wherever you are when you tune in for Morning Edition from NPR News.
I'm Kirsten Kendrick. Join me for Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 on KPLU.
And let's go to 1953 Columbia Records and Errol Garner at the piano, Wyatt Reuther on bass, and Eugene Hurd playing the drums. Thank you. if you could choreograph Earl Garner into the dance of Fred Astaire, you'd have that wonderful dance sound that Garner gets. The leaps and the steps and everything. Earl Garner, 1953, piano, Wyatt Reuther playing the bass, Eugene Hurd on drums, Columbia Records. Lullaby of Birdland, George Shearing. Memories of You, You'll Be Blake, and Will You Still Be Mine, Matt Dennis. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz, and I'm going to reach over and click the button right there to get on to the next. Grafton, Wisconsin, home of Paramount Records. The Wisconsin Chair Factory was there. And like so many in the 1920s and into the 30s, companies made records because it was such a big deal for people to have a record player and play records. And so companies did that. Get a couple of records if you buy a chair. As it turned out, the Paramount records were outstanding because the company allowed the trucks to go out with the recording equipment and visit the rural areas. And fantastic material. Irene Shrugs here, 1930, with Arthur Phelps, known as Blind Blake, playing the guitar and making comment.
The white folks is done started talking. You better start walking. They're talking about my noble name. They say he is shiftless. They say he is worthless. I know he ain't the worst in the land. He don't do nothing but play on his old guitar while I'm busting studs out in a white folk yard. Now you know that's hard, and I'm getting sick and tired. You know I ain't satisfied. Bring me a job, and then I'll be satisfied. I ain't joking, mean I'll be satisfied. Now when his heel is itching, he wanna start drifting and go a long, long ways from home. Now when I first met him, he gave me a gold watch and chain. He caught the train today and left me out in the rain. Now you know that's me, and it won't be long before you come drifting home. Maybe in the morning he'll come drifting home. Oh, baby, he'll come drifting on home. Just as soon as that train rolls up in the yard, going to follow my man if I have to ride the rock. Was a mean old farmer, as mean as he could be. When I waved in my mane, he blew his smoke back at me. Now you know that's tough, and I don't wanna get rough. He carried away my ace of change. Ain't it a shame? You know I ain't satisfied. Oh, baby, you know I ain't satisfied. Play that thing, boy.
I'm trying.
But you know I ain't joking. You got to bring me a job.
Well, I ain't gonna bring no job because I ain't starving.
You know I give you your three hot meals every day while you sit at home and pass the time away. Every time your heel itches, you wanna go on strange ground. But if you don't stop chasing women, you'll break your good thing down. You had a job down on the levee, making $1.10 a day. You give a dollar to a high yeller, throw the dime away. Now you know I'm gonna get you, I mean without a doubt. Baby, and put your tail light out. I don't mean maybe, I mean to put your tail light out. Oh, baby, I mean it, put your tail light out.
Something that's baby's feet, and it's just what I want. Oh, I've got everything.
All is just what I want.
Lord,
sure. You can give it to me, Daddy. All is just what I want. Now you got a little house just over on the hill. You get all your whiskey straight from the still,
good.
And it's just what I want.
Oh, a little drink wouldn't hurt right now.
Oh, it's just what I want.
Plenty of soda water in it, you know.
Now you give it to me, Daddy, cause you got what I want. Oh, play that thing now. Well, you ain't good looking, but I don't care.
No.
You got the women crave most everywhere, and you got what I want.
I know I have some.
Oh, you got what I want.
Good man.
Now you give it to me, Daddy, cause you got what I want.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Now don't keep me crying for you so long.
Lord,
you know I want it. What are you waiting on?
Nothing.
Oh, you got what I want.
I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna try.
Oh, you know what I want.
Lord, have mercy.
You can give it to me, Daddy, cause you got what I want. Well, friends, you remember me. Well, friends, you remember me. I'm coming back to Des Moines and to my old town used to be. You can stand on the corner of 16 and Morgan Street. You can stand on the corner of 16 and Morgan Street. Like police on that beat. When you talk about them, even call them out of their name. Well, you talk about them, even call them out of their name. To see you just the same. Well, I'm gonna tell you what these boys will do sometimes. Well, I'm gonna tell you what these boys will do sometimes. Money come back when they change their mind. Well, Des Moines keeps on calling me.
Irene Scruggs singing for you, Grafton, Wisconsin, 1930 for Paramount Records, and accompanying Blind Blake, making comment and playing his guitar, his real name Arthur Phelps. Itchin' Heel, Stingeree Blues, You've Got What It Takes, and Cherry Hill. Now, come up a little bit, 1932, and let Blind Blake do his own thing.
Never been there before. Her shoes and stockings in her hand and her feet all over the floor. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. By golly, and Rogan and stealing is my game. I went down to Louisville and I ain't been there before. And a great big bully knocked me down and I better go back no more. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie is my name, by golly, and the moon is feeling the pain. No more. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. By golly, and Morgan and Stephen is my name. Last night and all the night before, and I ain't gonna get drunk no more, and I ain't coming back no more. I say Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. By golly, and Rogan and stealing is my game. Running. for depression has gone from me. Come on, Daddy, and try me one more time. When I left, I didn't have my right mind. No, for you gone, and I ain't gonna worry. All depression is gone from me. And has gone from me.
Blind Blake, guitar and voice. Grafton, Wisconsin, 1932, Paramount Records, two that he wrote. Champagne Charlie is my name, and Depression's Gone From Me, blues. Blind Blake. Here on 88.5. We're here with you all the time. Happy to have you out there. Bill Evans now in Paris, 1979. Mark Johnson playing bass and Joe LaBarbera on the drums and Victor Young's Beautiful Love.
Thank you.
Bill Evans Trio, Paris, 1979, Elektra Musician Records. Mark Johnson on bass and Joe LaBarbera on the drums, and Victor Young's Beautiful Love. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org and The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley.
Support for KPLU and The Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
The urge for free spending is returning to Washington. I'm Steve Inskeep. We'll have the latest on the next Morning Edition and also surprising help for people with Parkinson's disease. Boxing.
Let's go. One, two.
They looked a lot different walking out an hour later than they did walking in. They literally had a bounce to their step.
Put a bounce in your step with the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
And now, from the Bill Evans Trio to the Sonny Clark Trio, with Simon Brame playing bass and Bobby White on drums, and After You've Gone.
Thank you. Thank you.
on the job somewhere, and we're thankful for Xanadu Records, who brought a lot of that stuff out, that being one of them. 1954, Sonny Clark Trio, Clark on piano, Simon Brame on string bass, Bobby White playing the drums, and Turner Layton's classic After You've Gone. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedra Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Bob Brookmeyer, valve trombonist, composer, arranger, pianist, and his orchestra, 1961. Thank you. Bob Brookmeyer Orchestra. Here's Val Trombone and a couple of them for you. Al Cohn, composition and arrangement for the orchestra of Some of My Best Friends, featuring Joe Newman and Clark Terry chasing each other with the trumpet. Brookmeyer's Val Trombone and Eddie Costa playing vibes. Gloomy Sunday, an Eddie Sauter arrangement. Brookmeyer's trombone throughout and the alto saxophone of Phil Woods. Bob Brookmeyer Orchestra. Right there. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I hope you're having a fine day.
How, 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 how.
It's the weekend, and KPLU has the blues.
Well, Mother doesn't exactly approve of this type of music.
Well, we have 6 hours of blues every Saturday and Sunday night.
That's what I call cooking with grease.
Join me for All Blues, Saturdays and Sundays from 6 to midnight here on 88.5 KPLU.
See, this man got the blues right there.
Well, it's time to dance. Okay, get the furniture moved back a little bit and get your dancing party. Come on, we got to dance now. Give you three versions of I Got Rhythm. I call it Chasing a Tune. I Got Rhythm, written by George Gershwin about 1924. And here they are. Get ready. We'll be right back.
Dallas to ask anything more. I got Jesus way over there in Green Pastures. I got a great big girl who can ask anything more. Old man trouble, you'll never find him hanging around my front door. Cause I got rhythm music that goes with it. I got my gal who can ask anything more. Who can ask anything more? Swinging on up the jazz. Jazz, jazz. My, my. The Lord, right. Jazz, jazz.
Show him how to swing, Hanky.
Oh, I ain't gonna have that. Well, I got him some. He belongs to me. He's mine. He's mine. Yeah, he is. Hang loose. Ha ha! Well, all right.
I'm
Three versions of I Got Rhythm, a composition by George Gershwin. Ralph Sutton and Jay McShann, piano players, 1980, for Chaz Jazz Records, with Milt Hinton on bass, Gus Johnson on drums. Fats Waller and Hank Duncan having a little cutting contest. Two piano players with orchestra. Fats getting in there after Hank Duncan. 1935, Victor Records. And 1945, kind of a warm-up for the audience before the actual show. Don Byas, tenor sax, Lamb Stewart bass, 1945. And their version of I Got Rhythm. Now, did some of you guys go dancing out there? I hope so. It's good for you. Good for the spirit, really is. Get out there and just do all that stuff you weren't supposed to do. Pablo Records, Oscar Peterson. I had Oscar Peterson sing earlier in the program because a lot of people don't know him as a singer, and he was doing an honor to Nat Cole, a very important person in his life. Here in London, 1978, Oscar Peterson piano, John Hurd bass, and Louis Belson on the drums. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oscar Peterson Trio in Concert, London, 1978, recorded by Pablo Records. John Hurd on bass and Louis Belson on the drums. Pennies from Heaven, written by Artie Johnson and Johnny Burke. I Get Along Without You Very Well, written by Hoagy Carmichael, solo piano there. And the trio once again on Maceo Pinkert's Sweet Georgia Brown. Sweet Georgia Brown. Standard, very much so. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
I'm Kirsten Kendrick. Tune into Morning Edition all this week as KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel provides daily coverage of the Seahawks' ramp-up to this coming Super Bowl Sunday.
I know everybody says it's hype and excess and all of that. Well, it is in the grand American tradition of hype and excess, and I'm going to be there to try to report all the nonsense, hyperbole, serious stuff, and drama of the Super Bowl.
Listen for Art's next report from Arizona tomorrow on KPLU's Morning Edition.
And I'd like you to sit back and relax and listen to the wonderful singing and piano playing of Martha Davis, her husband playing the bass and singing along with her, ABC Paramount Records, 1958.
In the rain,
you get so warm in the sunshine, it doesn't pay to complain.
When I get up each morning, there's nothing to breathe but air.
Whenever I look in the mirror, there's nothing to comb but hair.
When I sit down to breakfast, there's nothing to eat but food. Life is so peculiar, you can't sit home and brood.
Yes, life,
babaloo, wow, ooh-ay,
is so peculiar, a fork belongs with a knife.
Corned beef is lost without cabbage. A husband must have a wife.
And you got one too.
Life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life. Sleepy, there's nothing to do but dough.
And you will anywhere. Whenever I get thirsty, there's nothing to do but drink.
Life is so peculiar that it makes you stop and think.
Yes,
life is just a bowl of cherries, but cherries no good to eat till they're ripe. Life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life. That's life. Lady, last Saturday, or was it yesterday, I was rehearsing a speech.
Yes?
Really, I think it's a peach. Hope you don't think it's a breach of...
A recognized etiquette. I'm from Connecticut, and you know the state I'm in. Now, you know I'm in a mess. Now, what was that speech? Oh, yes.
Yes. I like the likes of you. I like the things you do. I mean, I like the likes of you.
Shut the door, tell me more, shut the door.
I like your eyes of blue.
Blue?
I think they're blue, don't you? I mean, I like your eyes of blue. If I could only say what I mean, that is to mean to say that I mean to say that I like the likes of you. Your looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you.
Now that's very good, spouse. Now you be quiet while I sing to you now. I like the likes of you, and I especially like the things you do. It looks like I like the likes of you.
Thank you.
That's
thank
all
you
right. Now that's enough. That's enough. I like your eyes are brown. I know they're brown, don't you?
I do.
Looks like I like your eyes are brown. Continue, please.
What I say.
Get yourself together now.
If I can only say what I mean.
You're a little frustrated now.
That is to mean to say that I mean.
Hold it right here now. Let's start over again from the beginning. I
like
the likes of you. Your looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you.
Of me?
Of you.
Thank you. Now looks like
I like the likes of you.
Martha Davis playing the piano and singing for you. 1958 ABC Paramount Records. Her husband on bass and also singing, Calvin Ponder. The guitarist, John Collins. The story with the fringe on top, Richard Rodgers. Life is so peculiar. Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. And I like the likes of you, Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK, Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thanks for the great afternoon of jazz and for being out there. And I've got All Blues coming up next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, February 1st. The two brightest objects in the night sky after the moon are bracketing the early evening sky right now. Venus, the brilliant evening star, is low in the west as darkness falls.
At the same time, the slightly fainter planet Jupiter is about the same height in the east. It's hard to tell much about either planet with the eye alone. In fact, you might expect Venus to be larger than Jupiter, but it's not. Jupiter is much bigger. Actually, by following these two lights across the sky, you can deduce that Jupiter is bigger than Venus. Centuries ago, for example, using plots of the planet's motions compiled over many years, astronomers calculated that Venus orbits between Earth and the Sun. These plots also revealed that at its closest to Earth, Venus is less than a third of the distance from Earth to the Sun. These plots also revealed that Jupiter is roughly five times the Earth-Sun distance, much farther than Venus is. For Jupiter to shine almost as brightly as Venus, then, it would either have to be much, much more reflective, something that's unlikely, or it would have to be much bigger than Venus. Modern technology confirms this picture. The surface of Venus is roughly twice as reflective as that of Jupiter. But Jupiter is about 12 times Venus's diameter, so there's a lot more surface to reflect sunlight back into space. That makes the two worlds look quite similar, even though one clearly outranks the other. Stardate is made possible in part by Northrop Grumman, pushing the boundaries of possibility in the space industry since the dawn of the space age. More information at northropgrumman.com/space. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
Our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for a chance of showers tonight. Clouds, lows around 44, and for Monday, rain likely, and a high near 48. Right now in Seattle, it's overcast and about 50 degrees. In Olympia, it's mostly cloudy with 45 degrees. And if you're listening in Bellingham at 88.7, overcast and 49 degrees. Well, good evening, and I hope you're having a good one so far. Things looking good here. It's 6 o'clock, and we have 6 hours of all blues on the way for you. So keep the volume up, and let's rock this house with Hollywood Fats. All blues on 88.5.
Everybody's talking about. Gonna start about midnight, rock until the break of dawn. Gonna start about midnight, rock until the break of dawn. I got a house rocking, boogie, baby, that's really on. Gonna rock, rock to this house. Bye.